test. You know what?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. That's how it feels.
I heard a song the other day that I wanted to like. Oh fuck! I can't remember the song. I'm pretty sure I screenshot it, but it was like, I'm gonna start our first podcast by singing this song to you.
Oh man!
But
is it Shakira?
No, it's not
Shakira.
No.
With the remix?
No. Fuck! What was it? Are you ready? No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't Korn. Remember that?
I do. Classic.
Do you know who Meg Thee Stallion is?
Meg Thee Stallion. That's the rapper, right?
I don't, but I want to thank her for that song, dude. The song she wrote about me. Have you heard it?
No.
Bobby, Abby, 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 Bobby, Abby, 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 Bobby, Abby, 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 Bobby, Abby, 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 Abby.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches. You guys are going to be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to Pound Town. We're going to Pound Town. They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Social Nuisance.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is up?
Yeah, Social Nuisance Podcast. I can't be the only person who's excited to hear that song again.
You're not. You're not even the only person in this room.
That's true. Hello.
Yo, we're back.
Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kicking your face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Now, it's not exactly weekly per se, because we've been gone for a while. But nevertheless, subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the Pound Town grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. We're still getting likes and like follows and stuff like that.
I just wanted to say, dude, for being out of practice, you fucking nailed the shit out that intro, dude.
Thanks, man. I can read still. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, a man who has taken this time off to find out how many more ways he can impress us with his glorious beard.
Oh, man.
Motion.
Did you freestyle that one?
I totally did.
Oh, dude, did you?
Did you tell?
Dude, no, I didn't. I didn't. I was just like, I know you didn't write that, something down about my beard.
I did not. I'm just looking at your face, and man, that shit is masterful.
That's the one thing I have control of on my face, so I do my best.
Nice. Yeah, it's been a while, and it's going to be back. We took some time off. Those who thought we quit, fuck you, we're not.
Haters.
We took some time off because, you know, fucking life and then COVID and the end of the year and surge.
Yeah,
and
hashtag stop nuisance hating.
Yeah, stop nuisance hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Because we're back.
Leave that there, sir.
Technically, we never left, per se. We said at the end of the last episode,
hey, there was going to be time.
We're taking some time off to figure out some shit. And we did. And I was like, you know what? Fuck around. I got my stimmy. So I went and bought a house.
Yo, congratulations on
thanks,
that.
Thanks, man.
I did want to say, like, since we took the time off, the country fell apart.
Fuck
you know?
It. That's what happens when we leave.
We're pretty much broadcasting from a basement right now. I got a 120 degree fever, but I feel fine. You know,
everything's great.
Tom Brady has more rings than Thanos.
Should we be concerned?
No. I mean, I don't know. How can Tom Brady's life get better? The only way Tom Brady's life could get better is if when he Giselle Bundchen, that's her name, right? His wife.
Yeah, the wife. Yeah.
Yeah. If when he eats her snatch, gold bullion comes out of it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's the only way you could have a better life than the one that he has.
I wouldn't doubt it because it's Tom Brady.
You know what? We never thought we'd ever talk Tom Brady on the show.
No, I'm not a huge Tom Brady
I think
Brady
coolest
fan.
Thing I saw Tom Brady do this year, and I'm not a Tom Brady fan at all.
Nice.
But I did decide this year, before he won the Super Bowl, that I would never bet against him again in life. But
that's a pretty solid bet.
When he finally beat that loser in New Orleans, when he beat Drew Brees in New Orleans, and then he stayed after the game and then played catch with Drew Brees' kids.
Yeah.
Because Drew Brees knew he was retiring and he wouldn't be on the field ever again.
Yeah.
Dude, what a class act, dude.
I gotta give him that.
Right?
I gotta give him that. And the ability to just party his ass off in Tampa.
Now, yeah. He never did that in New England.
Yeah, just be drunk.
It's too cold.
On the boat.
You probably get drunk in New England, but then you go outside and sober up because it's cold as fuck, right?
I just appreciate the fact he doesn't give any fucks.
No.
He's out of fucks. because he's out of fingers to put rings on.
Or maybe he gives too many fucks about the one thing he's great at, which is throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just like, don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't care.
I mean, I would do the same. So
yeah,
shout out Tom Brady.
I would totally win Super Bowls too if I got the chance.
What did you do with your time off? Did anything productive? Come to some self-realization, or did you find yourself atop of a mountain doing yoga, or did you pick up arts and crafts?
I have a thing about yoga. I had an idea about yoga.
Oh, this could be good.
So, usually the yogis are like also vegetarians, and I literally wrote this down the other day.
Okay, cool.
And it's like, if you want me to be excited about stretching like a dog, you also have to let me be as excited as my dog is when I'm grilling.
Oh, that's true.
Because my dog sits right next to the fucking grill. His tail never stops wagging. I'm like, look, dude, if you want me to be that part of a dog, I get to be this part of a dog.
That's fair.
And then, you know, rappers took it to a whole nother level and they get to fuck whoever they want, like that part of a dog.
You know, when I look at a dog stretch,
uh-huh,
they look so, like, relieved.
Right.
After they're done.
Yes.
They're like, all right, that's what's up. What's going on, guys? What's happening? I just wish I could achieve that level of relief.
Yeah, and get dude, a good like,
stretch out.
Stretching doesn't really make me feel better. It kind of hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Is that an age thing?
No. I think it's just not a dog thing.
Okay.
Like, we're not dogs. Look at us. We're coming out the gate, bro. Oh, man. This is great.
This is going so well.
Yeah.
As well as I did with that introduction, I had nothing else prepared.
Uh-huh.
So we're just going to talk about things we may have missed, I suppose. First and foremost, we disappeared, and so did the country Sanity on January 6th.
Yeah.
So any thoughts on what the fuck happened? We're catching up, guys. Give us a break. We had some thoughts to share, I suppose.
All right.
Do we have any thoughts?
We had thoughts. We actually recorded an episode, but my ass couldn't get it onto the internet. So, the internet's.
Oh, we did. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you gave me everything. You're like, here's the keys to the car, bro. And I'm like, how do you start it? It was like, you know, my dumbass me head. Like, I drive the El Camino and you just bought me a Tesla. And I'm like, all right.
So how do you open the door?
So all I did was push the Tesla home. I bet you can't push a Tesla.
I mean, then you can push anything, right?
No, I don't think you can because power? Of like it, the way.
Is it an immovable object?
Yeah, I think the way it is.
Oh, okay.
I told you about the time that the dude was pulled over on the side of the road on the side of 15.
Yeah, yeah.
And his hazards were on. And he's like, ran out of juice. And I was like,
but you have
fucking
enough.
Hazards are on, bro. Anyway, yeah, so January 6th. Was that storming the Capitol day?
That was storming the Capitol day.
All right. I have a lot of thoughts about that. One, I feel like the storming the Capitol would have been really hard to do if the cops didn't move the barricades out of the way.
That's true.
Or harder. Two, the guy with the horns, the horny guy.
Oh, yeah. QAnon shaman.
Uh-huh. He's saying in jail that he's a vegetarian. He needs a specific diet.
And they gave it to him.
But he's saying, but they're saying that it's, well, good. Give it to him and keep his ass there. Don't fucking let that be a reason he gets out. Just throw some salad at him or some shit. Anyways, he was wearing animal furs.
You know, I did not even think of that. That's funny. That's funny.
He was wearing three different animal furs.
Yeah, that monster.
Yeah. Like, fucking figure it out, PETA. What the shit, man? Imagine if PETA had, like, strategically placed assassins in prisons and they got to him. Wouldn't that be sick?
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
They got him through the salad.
So that's one of my thoughts. That's actually two of my thoughts. Third thought was Donald Trump definitely did instigate it.
Cool.
And I think that is not an act of treason, but a fucking demonstrative act of selfishness and recklessness and irresponsibility.
Yeah.
And I think that what stemmed from that or the attempted charges, I thought that was ridiculous because I know the slippery slope of charging a president.
That's fair.
Every president creates insane criminal acts.
Sure.
Across this world.
Yeah.
And guess what? Fucking go for it, bro. Hashtag Team America. I don't give a shit, dude. As long as I can go to work every day and feed my family, I don't know, dude. Is Zimbabwe an enemy? Because if they are, fuck them. I don't know. I just like, I understand that there are powers that be that work in insanely devious and probably malicious ways. But the intent is that the people behind those powers or under those powers or servants of that power, such as us, have an easier life at the end of the day than if someone else was in power.
That's true.
And that's as articulate as I get this episode.
That was good.
Thanks.
That was good.
So I would rather our people be on top.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to do the dirty work.
That's fair.
So if it just means I got, I mean, they didn't even fucking make us pay taxes on our unemployment last year. We got off easy.
We made it. Yeah, you had to pay taxes.
No, I thought we got a $10,000 tax break.
Well, you get the $10,000 tax break to the first portion.
So oh, okay.
The remaining portion, you have to pay taxes.
It's a hashtag proof I don't pay taxes. Do my taxes. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah.
I got the receipts. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty crazy day. My thoughts on it was just overall disgrace, and I was just kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Also, fuck. Mostly coming from the people that say, like, one of their constant criticisms is like, you know what the world thinks of us? Or how we appear to other countries?
Like at this moment or since always?
Like usually it's the left. No, wait. The right. That is concerned with looking strong.
Yep.
Appearing contained.
Yep.
And then they're the ones who storm the open Nancy Pelosi's mail or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I'm taking this. Yeah, I gave you a quarter. That's how it works. Yeah, it took, yeah. That's not stealing.
What do you... Yeah, come on. Fucking...
Yeah, so, she was crazy. But, I mean, it came and went. I think it was a bad day for the country as a whole. And I'm not sure if it's getting any better. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we'll see what happens with that. I think right now what the state of California is focusing on is just California. That's where we're based out of. That's where we're coming from. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of Gavin Newsom hatred. Sometimes coming from my counterpart across the aisle over here, and then sometimes from relatives, friends, and such, and other people who just like fuck Gavin Newsom. And I wanted to know, like, what was your take on that? Because I know you've had some differences with Gav.
I have extreme criticisms of Gavin Newsom, because his policy changes, which you've been warning me my whole life, that politics, if you don't find politics, politics will find you. So you better pay attention.
Yep.
And I always go, so far, it's so away. My daily life is ritual. They can't fuck with it. That's not true. Gavin Newsom enacted policy changes that affected my business, ultimately combined with other things, but ultimately was why I closed my doors.
Yeah.
Okay? And look, blessing in disguise. But true. My theory on Gavin Newsom is my theory on a lot of politicians that actually Donald Trump defies and also confirms my theory at the same time, which is if you put yourself out there to be anything other than you actually are,
yep,
people will grow hatred and contempt for you.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So when Gavin Newsom puts himself out there to be these...
ally of the people and...
Also, even when coronavirus came around, a person appearing caring and sensitive and acting like you should follow my path, you should be as I be, and then they catch him out at restaurants and this and that, blah, blah, yeah, which is the case with every politician across the aisle.
Yeah.
But when you put yourself out there to be something that you aren't, and then people find out what you are, the betrayal and disappointment breeds like a quicker resentment than it would in any other situation.
Yeah. We trusted you.
Yeah. And I think that... there's an ounce of that. I think California is way more 50-50 than what shows up in the elections.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I know more people that are disappointed and actively working against Newsom than support him.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a blue state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by way and by far. Maybe it's just the circle I hang out with. I don't know. But I don't really kick it with a bunch of, like, conservatives or religions.
Fucking communists, like myself. Yeah.
I love that my dad called you communist.
Yeah,
I'll never
let him down.
You did the exact like American thing. You're like, so all right, background story for the listeners. We just got too far in the know. We didn't let anybody know. I was helping my best friend move in into his new place that he purchased.
Right on.
Congrats.
Thanks, man.
And Pops calls.
Yeah.
And he goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, check this out. I'm hanging out with Imagine." And he goes, "Oh, that fucking communist?" And I go, "Well, listen, I'm helping him do this." And he goes, "No way. Seriously, all seriousness, tell him congratulations." I thought it was super rad.
It is.
And you know, now you got property tax and stuff, you'll probably be on his side of the aisle pretty soon.
Won't take very long. I'm paying that shit.
You got a new one, Pops.
How quickly the tables turn and saying, "Man, fuck these taxes, man."
Oh, man, it fucking feels great to be black, dude.
It does.
Right?
Yeah, it really does.
Let me take this. It's getting...
What the fuck else is going on? How'd you spend your stimulus? Did you get your stimulus?
So, yeah, I did. And I really haven't spent it because...
You stock up on toilet paper because it's going to be a hot commodity?
So here's my thing, dude. Like, because of my priors, I never am like... Dude. Well, so by nature, I already don't believe things till it's taking place.
Yep.
And I just feel like they're going to ask for it back at some point. They're going to like, wait, shit. You done time, or you did this, or you did that. Like, no, we need that back. You don't. So I didn't get the first one.
It's like they accidentally Zelled you. Like, oh, that's
something
actually,
like that.
I entered the wrong number. My bad. Can I get that back? Actually.
So you know, dude, have you ever had? All right, quick question.
Yeah.
The thought about, like, you ever hear about how people who somehow like $200,000 accidentally ends up in their account and then they cash out and run with it.
Yeah.
And then they end up having to be in trouble for taking that, right?
Yeah.
So what is the number that you would be like, oh, we're going to cash out and run?
Oh.
What would it have to be?
You know, it depends on how I came into it. Did I find a cash bag on the floor?
All right, no. It's in your account. Like, it got deposited to your account.
Oh, accidental deposit.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Cash bag on the floor. That's scary. That has to be a bigger number.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, no. I'll take $5 and run.
No. Oh, yeah, but... Well, but I mean, like, you have to, like, you know you're going to get prosecuted because it's not there. And maybe you won't.
Yeah.
But the thought is, like... They're going to come looking for this, so I have to get this and go.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't, and it's only because the world is so interconnected now. They're going to find you.
Yeah.
So somehow, some way, they're going to send fucking, you know, Jack Bauer to come get you and shit.
So if you got, is that Eddie? Oh, no, Eddie Bauer. That's the guy who makes clothes.
Awful clothes. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg paired up with him at one point when we were growing up.
Yeah, like, we all made mistakes.
Yeah. Well, he paired up with Martha Stewart. He's just been trying to be white his whole life. Anyways. So, like, if $1 million got deposited to your account, you'd go to the teller and be like, hey, there's $1 million in my account?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, as stupid as that sounds, I would. But and you know why? $1 million doesn't go very far in California.
So, look, yeah, you're exactly right. So, I thought that, like, what would be my number to run? And I always thought it was, like, $1 million. But then I started, like, traveling the world. And I was like, dude, I could live well in Puerto Rico with $500,000 for a long time.
Yeah.
So, now I went from I would do it for $1 million to, like... If I cash out $500,000 and fly to Puerto Rico, like...
And just disappear.
Yeah. Because I know $500,000 is not going to last a lifetime. I'm not an idiot. But, like, if you could purchase a home in Puerto Rico for, like, $80,000, a nice house.
Yeah.
And then you have $400,000 still. And then you go to work and you just try to live off, like, your check like you normally did before.
Yeah. Get, like, a like Motion's Taco Shack.
Hashtag ballin'! Bro, I'll be stunting on everybody in no time.
That'd be cool, man.
When's the last time someone said stunt on everybody?
Last week.
Oh, yeah?
When I got my stimulus.
You were stunting on them?
I was just straight stunting left and right.
So what'd you do with your stimmy, Jimmy?
I put it into stocks. Mm-mm. Well, not all of it. I mean, I got some of it, you know, because now that we're a homeowner, so we actually need to, like,
wait, you guys are watch. Gay? Yeah. Oh, homeowners.
Homeowners. Not homos. Yeah. Homeowners. I put some of it away. Put some of it to some house upgrades that were needed. But then, I mean, I'm still playing the stock market. I played it early on during the pandemic, and I made a pretty good amount of money so far.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I love it. I love it. Like, I actually was hanging out with a boy, homeboy of mine that sells, also straight, sells jerseys. And I was spent all day hanging out with him, and he was showing me his.
Yeah.
Like, he's on his app and everything, and he was up quite a bit, too.
Yeah, it's totally possible. On the Bitcoin?
Yeah, no, other stuff.
Oh, okay.
But,
you remember when we first talked about Bitcoin, we were like a year ago, and we're like, fuck Bitcoin. And now it's like,
yeah, Bitcoin
quadrupled.
It's more than, it's like $60 a coin now.
Fucked up, man.
And I keep convincing myself to not get any because, like, it always tanks. And it, like,
it keeps going. Yeah.
You know, the thing about Bitcoin, though, is most people believe that the premise that the owner are going to make 21 million Bitcoins is true, and that's not true.
Yeah, aren't they finite at some point?
They actually are not.
They're not finite.
The truth is they are not. They're originally designed to be, but in its evolution, it's actually... So when you're mining for Bitcoin, you're actually confirming the blockchain from previous purchases.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is putting in cement what has happened essentially the day before, but I think it's like 15 minutes before.
Sure.
And that cycle doesn't necessarily ever have to end.
Hmm.
And nowhere did the creator ever say there's only going to be 21 million, which no one knows who the creator is because it's a pseudonym. And then two, the guy who claims to have co-created it went to go to the CIA.
Yeah.
Like, that's documented, to talk to them.
Yeah.
And then was never heard from again. So a lot of people are thinking that the CIA is actually
Bitcoin. The creator of Bitcoin.
And scary thing to me is, so the number one owner of Bitcoin in the world is the FBI. And that is...
Really?
Yes. And that's because when they bust someone, like... So a lot of, you know, the black market ran on Bitcoin for 10 years.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So every time the FBI busts a child pornographer...
Oh, they just confiscate
the Bitcoin. Yeah. Every time they bust a international arms dealer, a drug dealer, they just confiscate all that.
They just take the hard drives.
They actually own more Bitcoin and have access to it than anybody in the world.
That is funny. Didn't even think of that.
They're actually, if anything, it's going to be the new gold standard. They're like the Fort Knox of Bitcoin.
Interesting. So they can just stack and stack and stack and then make it an official thing.
And also, they have the ability to employ and power the servers that are needed to mine more Bitcoin. So there's no reason they're not involved already.
Right, right. So they're printing the mint, essentially.
Exactly. And here's another funny fact is people who think that Bitcoin is the way of the future, it actually draws more power to mine Bitcoin than a family household for 10 years or something.
Wow.
Because of the server power that has to go into solving these they're not problems.
Equations.
That's the word. That's the word.
Okay, I know.
So the way you mine Bitcoin is you get an equation. And when you solve the equation, you're rewarded with a Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But that equation is actually you putting into the system.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me it's like fucking sixth grade math homework, and every time you...
Do you remember we talked about
reward
this?
Reward yourself and you get a fucking Bitcoin?
There's a theory about the meek will run the world one day.
The what?
The meek will run the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I always said, well, till then, people like me are going to have fun. But here's the thing. What they did is they created a digital currency that only other smart people could mine. Because before this day, you had to have muscle, you had to have weapons, you had to have had to have the ability to take people's wealth.
Yep.
Right? Because there's only so much wealth in the world. You either got to get out the ground or get out his hands.
Yep.
Now you can sit at a computer and mine your own wealth.
Yeah.
But you have to be highly intelligent. And if you sit at a computer for hours on end, you're probably a pretty inclusive dude or dudette or dude X. Or isn't it crazy? 72 virgins. What are they called? Genders.
Yeah,
and we're better than all of them as men.
I'm just better of people.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So they created a way to create their own wealth, protect it, and multiply it without the need of any muscle. This dissolves any authority an army could have.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, if you go back to money being money. You don't necessarily, a strong arm will always be able to take the money away.
You can't, though. You can't take the Bitcoin.
I put a gun to a nerd's head, they're going to give me their Bitcoin.
I mean, I don't know.
Or they die with the password and, that's
that. Yeah, but you don't want to kill someone without getting the result. So, if you have gold and I kill you, I take the gold. If you have Bitcoin and I kill you, the Bitcoin's still yours.
I'm sure there's a way.
I mean, definitely. And yeah.
That's why they're smarter than us. And they figured it out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, but that was something that I thought about. That wow, they created their own currency and plenty of protections around it. And so all we do is look at porn online.
I should have invested in Bitcoin instead of the weed stocks.
Nope. I wouldn't.
Damn it.
Nope.
I feel very confident about the weed turning around.
No, you bought weed stocks?
I bought weed stocks.
But they're not doing good?
Here's imagine stock tips. No, I'm doing okay. Right now, imagine stock tips. I at the turn of the COVID age, I invested in movie theaters, airlines, cruise lines.
What do you mean at the turn? Is MGM. This at the end of COVID?
Around May.
Okay.
Yeah, around May.
COVID starting.
Yeah.
2 months after COVID.
Yeah.
All right. So you went high entertainment portfolio.
Yeah. High entertainment. All the things that closed, but were going to come back.
Okay.
Like fucking movie theaters, Las Vegas, Disney, all that shit that I knew was going to come back. All it tanked. But I was like, okay, well, I'm in it for the long run. I'm not trying to make a buck at the end of the month or in a few months. This shit will grow once the economy comes back. And it'll eventually come back once we figure this shit out. Yeah. And it did. So, I'm making a pretty good, pretty penny, a pretty Bitcoin if you could. Uh-huh. And I'm doing fairly well. So I have Wheatstocks is in there. That's Way of the Future. So are Green Energy, uh-huh. Way of the Future. But those are like 10-year yeah. investments.
If that's why those call it fun.
Yeah. If you think, you know, weed is going to turn around in the next, you know, 2 years, you're mistaken. It's just going to slowly grow. Once things start to, the world comes around and then America comes to their senses about it and they go like full Oregon and legalize it.
Yeah.
Then I'll be in a good position. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
So I remember probably back in May, maybe earlier, when all this first started happening, I was following an economist, so to speak, James Altucher. You always laugh when I would say his name.
He sounds way smarter than I do.
Yeah, and he's got like a curly Einstein fro that makes him appear that way too.
Like Ancient Aliens guy?
No. That okay. guy has, yeah, he's like Einstein. Like it's curled, Sideshow Bob, but blonde.
Okay, got you.
You know?
I love the reference.
But he had said that when they were first talking stimulus and Donald Trump was like, I'm going to get money in your guys' account. Like, it was a big thing. Yep. Remember that first stimulus? Actually, this most recent stimulus was quick, but that first one was pretty quick too.
Like, well, once they figured it out, they're like, okay, no.
Yeah, it was doable. Just
hit send. They hit the Zelle button and exactly. got that
to
shit.
To the country.
Yep.
Fucking great button.
They should anyways, do it all the time.
They should have had that button 100 years ago. And they should have been the first, before elevator buttons.
Zelle button, yeah. country sorry, Zelle button.
God damn. How did you ever keep me focused? I'm like a deaf Jack Russell, dude. I run around and then you call me, but I can't hear you because I'm deaf. Anyway, so James Altucher had been saying that Donald Trump's plan to put cash in everybody's hands is going to make the stock market go through the roof.
Yeah.
Just hold on.
Yeah.
But he didn't expect COVID to last a year.
Yeah.
He thought it was going to be like a 90-day thing.
Yeah. Remember, so did we.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hashtag me too, bro. But so he thought in June, everything was going to blow up. And of course, that's not the case. But the theory of just literally giving people cash.
Yeah.
And that's why it's stimulant. Like it's so, what they named it is so exactly what it is.
Stimulates.
Yeah. Like I'm going to give you money and you're going to go spend it in places where people will have to work, where products will have to get there by truck and just blah, 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 blah. It's trickle up economics, not down.
Yeah. I want this new name to catch fire. And if someone incredibly more popular than us listens to this show, feel free to take this term. If not trickle down economics,
no,
it's ground up economics.
There you go, man.
Ground up from the people on the ground. Give them the money, allow them to spend it, stimulate the economy. It starts moving and starts circulating. And as that motion continues, the economy is stimulated and will grow. We need ground up economics, not trickle down economics. That shit don't work.
I know it's evaporate.
You ever seen the fucking it's a Netflix movie? I think it's called like The Platform.
No, I haven't. But I know, like, I did watch 20 minutes of it and I lost my mind and I clocked out.
Okay, me and Daisy finished it. We loved it. A friend of mine fucking hated it, but I thought it was very original. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
In essence, it's like a jail cell.
Okay.
It's a what seems to be an infinite level tower.
All right.
And there's a center platform with just fucking gourmet meals and food and everything your heart desires.
You on got this, me. I'm listening.
This elevator platform, and your cell of your prison is like the ring around this hole that got the it. Platform travels down.
Okay.
So if you're on the very, 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 very top, you get the full gourmet shit.
Okay.
And as the platform makes its way down uh-huh. in timed intervals, people start eating. There's less and less. There's yeah. less and less. And I thought that was a perfect example of trickle-down economics.
Okay.
People at the top are always going to eat first. But if you start from the bottom, it might make its way up.
So how? What happens if you just sit on the platform?
That's what they did at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. Oh.
Scratch that. Reverse yeah. it.
So check it out. Check out the movie. It's on Netflix. It's called The Platform, I think it's called. And see where it goes. But I thought it was really like very indicative uh-huh. of what trickle
like
down
economics.
Yeah, it's a good metaphor. Exactly.
So I know the word is evaporate, but evaporate economics doesn't sound. They should call it evaporate economics. Where like
vapornomics.
Yeah, something like that. Where like it's liquid here, and it's gaseous up
gaseous.
There.
Gaseous.
You know what I mean? What is the state of being gas? Whatever. Isn't it weird that science is like so intense, and there's only three forms of what's that called?
Matter.
Yeah. No, wait, is that what it is? Three forms of matter? Liquid, solid, gas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm and going. Final answer.
Why is glass two of them?
Jazz? What? Huh? Glass?
Yeah, glass is an amorphous solid. It's half liquid, half solid.
But it's solid.
It's not solid. So, like, if you go to an old house,
yeah,
the windows are thicker at the bottom than the top. It's constantly oozing really slow. Yeah. Right? Hashtag woke fish, toothless, red fish, blue fish. Dropping knowledge.
Super woke.
Dropping knowledge.
I need to test that out. That sounds pretty amazing. I hope that's true.
No,
that's
it fucking... is. Glass is an amorphous solid.
It's okay.
Like amorphous, you know, like, isn't that an X-Men character? No, Morph.
Yeah, Morph, yeah, Morph. Morph was an X-Men character.
But who's Morpheus?
Morpheus. Fuck.
I know Morbius was a vampire.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man.
That was the bad guy.
Morpheus.
Yeah, Morpheus is fucking not Sin City. Matrix. Duh.
Duh.
Bro, what the fuck?
We're over here like, what? This sounds so familiar.
We're old, dude.
Wow.
We're forgetting Matrix characters.
Man.
I'm going to be like, I saw something newish today. It was kind of Neo. Where the fuck is Neo from?
Spending way too much time at Home Depot, man. Oh, damn it.
We went to, oh, shit. Hold on. There it goes. All right. We went to, oh, dude. Do you want to hear? Okay. It's a funny and embarrassing story.
Love it.
And how far are we in to the episode?
Half hour.
Oh, definitely. She doesn't listen to this much of it. Okay, so let me tell you a story.
She already punched out?
Yeah. She's done. She's like, did you talk about me in 5 minutes? Gone. All right. So, life's been a little on the rocks, right? So I was listening to this podcast with this doctor who gives relationship advice. And he said, pick a room in your house or wherever you live, and you two work together to make it beautiful. Make the most beautiful room. Whatever the room is, doesn't matter. However it ends up beautiful, doesn't matter.
But that sounds awesome.
Go together, make it beautiful, right? And so I told Nat, or Mrs. Motion, whatever the fuck.
Sure.
And I said, hey, like, pick a room. And we're going to make it dope. I don't care what you want. And then, like, some of the choices were kind of weird. But I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, just go with it.
All I care is, like, about at the end of this weekend, I want you to be happy.
And we do this together.
Okay? Yeah.
Cool.
So it didn't work out.
No, okay.
But we're at Lowe's. And so I did all this work all weekend, right? Like, did everything I could do. And so two of the walls, she wanted an accent color, which was black. So we two walls black.
There we go.
And then she wanted one wall with vertical stripes up and down across the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so, build a new bed and a couple other things. So I do all this work, right? I'm so, like, very emotionally distraught that, like, I didn't get, like, the result. Like, I literally said, all I'm doing this is for a smile.
The underlying purpose.
I want a smile.
Yeah.
Don't care about anything else. And, I'm trying to do as much of the story without talking about her. But anyways, I didn't get the result, right?
Right. It didn't go the way you would hope.
Exactly. Yeah. So, at 9 p.m. on Sunday, I'm still working.
On the room.
On the room.
Okay.
All right. So, this has been all weekend now.
Yes.
And didn't get the result I wanted. So, at this point, I'm like, fuck it. So, between the stripes on the wall that she had to have, I just started painting. Fuck you.
I think that's not where it was supposed to have been gone.
No, but it already wasn't supposed to go where it went before I did that.
That's true.
So
that's
then
true.
At this point, you know, I'm still motion.
So I appreciate, like, you just went all in.
I'm still motion. At the end of the day, I'm still me. And I needed a result. I needed the result. I didn't get the result. So at this point, I'm like, all right, you know, let's roll the fucking dice. Let's see what's up.
So what happened? Did they see the?
I still didn't get the result. If that's what you're asking, okay. It wasn't like, oh, here's what you needed.
Yeah.
No, it was a disaster.
Oh, okay.
I'm homeless now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not homeless.
He's in the studio. He's gonna stay here. We're just gonna do a live telecast the whole time.
Oh, dude, I want to do steroids.
Okay.
I just want to put that out into the world in case any listeners know.
Like the pill or like the injection, like Barry Bonds?
No, I don't want the Barry Bonds thing. I started like doing a little bit of research and I think I want, it's called D-Ball or Daraball. Someone who hears this who knows steroids will know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, cool.
But they call it D-Balls.
Let us know.
I just don't like to call it D-Balls because someone's like, you want to do these balls? No, I don't want to do those balls. I just want to do like one cycle. The new job, dude, has my shoulders are like swole.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing, dude. I bought a basketball jersey. I've never owned one in my life.
Okay.
Except for when I played basketball when I was like a kid.
I don't have the arms for a basketball jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
I don't either. But my goal, I want to do like one cycle, right? Isn't that how it starts? I'm just going to do one cycle.
Of roids? That's what you call
like
a cycle?
A cycle, yeah. So you do like roids are planned out. Like you do this for a week, that for a week, that for whatever it is.
Oh.
So it's called cycle. You do a cycle.
Oh, okay. Clearly, so I'm not versed.
I mean, I watched the Chris Benoit documentary on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
That's the guy who did steroids and killed his family.
Got it.
That's not why I want steroids.
To clarify, point of clarification.
So this guy who does steroids told me that that's roid rage is fake.
Roid rage is fake.
It's like the fake marijuana news. Scare. Yeah, like to keep people off roids, that you actually do steroids and don't get roid rage. It's just what they do to, like, it's like bad PR.
I mean, it works. People know roid rage.
Yeah. It's like people say you can get, like,
can you have roid rage while having road rage?
Oh, you're lit.
Yeah. Roid road rage. Roid rage. Roid rage. Just a thought.
Anyway, so yeah, if you're listening, so my goal is I just want to look good in a basketball jersey.
That makes sense.
Right?
That's a great reason to start doing steroids.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I've done worser drugs for lesser reasons. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, I'm going to cruise the Facebook fucking page because I've been putting up stuff.
All right.
Here's a good one. Shit. So they're going to reopen the theme parks.
Yeah.
Little too fucking late, guys.
Yeah, my stimulus is gone.
Yeah.
How can I afford it?
Here's the thing. So when they're going to open up the theme parks, they're going to open up the roller coasters and shit, but they're implementing a new rule. You can't scream on roller coasters.
You can't scream.
So you have to go on the roller coaster. But they say you have to scream with your heart, not with your mouth.
So now COVID comes out of screams?
Well, from, you know, talking.
Yeah, but you're still going to be like this. If anybody, you know, when you're going, like, it's. And are you?
Well, you should be wearing your mask, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't get
it. You can yell into your mask?
I mean, I burp in mine all the time. It's terrible. I don't know how my kids still love me. I burp in their face constantly. Now 1 year of wearing a mask, I'm like, I fucking hate me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I guess you're just trying to minimize the risk, right? That's the
goal.
I guess
that makes sense, yeah.
But also, which employee is going to be on every single ride making sure people don't scream? Because once you launch me, I'm gone, bro.
You know the fuck screamed. Are you going to, like, kick me out of the theme park?
What are you going to do, dude?
I don't see that.
All right, here's the rule. You have to put a shock collar on people when they go into the theme park.
if they fart too loud,
like, that's...
I am all for that.
That's the only resolution I see.
As long as we can do one of those, like, slingshot cameras on people.
Yeah.
As they're riding the roller coaster and see the amount of times they get shocked.
Isn't it hilarious how many people, like, pass out on that slingshot ride? Have you seen that? Dude, I went down the wormhole once on YouTube. Those slingshot rides, they launch you.
Yeah.
And then people just.
Yeah.
They just black out, dude.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like grown-ass men on dates.
Yeah, they're all like...
The girl's, like, tits are all up to her chin.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious.
And then the guy's all passed out.
Yeah. So I do have one article that I did remember posting. I was like, this is stupid. A 28-year-old man was arrested and charged after he was accused of creating a disrespectful Photoshopped image that shows men disrespecting a sergeant's grave. So a particular man in law enforcement apparently died in 2018.
Okay.
And this guy was arrested by authorities after being accused of making a fake photo that shows two people desecrating a deceased officer's grave and posting it on social media.
Okay.
So he was arrested. And I think that is bullshit. He was charged with a count of harassment.
Harassment.
Mm-hmm. Spent too much time in the corporate world. Harassment.
Yeah.
So, here's my thing, though. So, when I posted this up, I was like, so what are you going to do? You're going to arrest the entire fucking internet? Uh-huh. Like, how are you going to do that? How is this even a thing? If somebody wants to put up a disrespectful image,
yeah,
that's within their right to put something super disrespectful if they want to do it.
Yeah, like, blow on them. Don't be friends with that shitty person.
That's what the unfriends button for.
Here's my perspective. Did we build prisons for those people?
Like Facebook jail?
No. Like prisons, like we built prisons for a type of person,
which
is somebody who is violent to the people around them, to our community, somebody who could cause harm.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not cool with imprisoning drug users.
Yeah.
Unless they're burglarizing someone.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you go to jail for burglary. Not for like drug possession is the stupidest fucking charge on the planet to me.
Makes sense.
They were in possession of drugs. Okay, were they hurting someone's feelings? What did they rob? Did they rape? Like that's, we didn't build prisons to separate dickheads.
Yeah.
We built prisons to separate violent people.
People that needed to be separated from the rest of the community.
So, like, what he did is shitty, and yet people, he shouldn't have friends.
Yeah.
But guess what? You just sent him to a place where he's going to have a lot of friends now.
Like, yeah. I don't think this is something that warrants being arrested and charged for something. You know, undoubtedly, what he did was not cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's an asshole move, no doubt. Desecrating anyone's memory that, you know, potentially, as far as I know, had an honorable service, a line of work.
Well, we wouldn't know if he didn't anyways.
Presumably.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, he had a bone to pick and then took it out with Photoshop.
Yeah.
And that's just it's like a painting.
But you know, here's another perspective. How shitty a person was that cop that somebody held onto it for that long to create a fucked up Photoshop when they finally died?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know what their grievance was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was justified.
That doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen at all.
There is one officer that I would desecrate or whatever the fuck, but I hold a grudge. Officer Austin, West Covina PD. Fucking asshole. Yeah.
I got arrested by a cop who used my cell phone and in front of me, called his girl.
Took pictures of his dick.
Yeah. So I got arrested around Halloween and used my phone on my way to jail to call his girl. And then got out like 2 weeks before Christmas and I text her because the number was on my phone. I was like, hey, what's up? Yo, it's me. I met you last week. And she's like, yeah. Hey, are you going to come by the Christmas party? Yeah, shoot me the address and the time. So I went to the Christmas party and totally tried to get it. It wasn't successful. Got with one of her friends. But she had no idea. And then I started wondering, like, how many of us got her number this way? Like, looking around the room. Because it was, like, a legit party.
Yeah.
And then I also once got jumped by a cop that we jumped back at Graziano's in Ontario.
That's...
We got him back. Got him back. So yeah, I have a pretty good record of, like, catching up to you if you were fucked up to me. But, like... There's also plenty of instances where they weren't fucked up. They were super classy and I just was wrong. And, you know,
say la vie.
Don't do the time or don't do the crime.
Okay, you wanted.
Wait, quick other thing.
Yeah, hit me.
About rest in peace. Is it hard to rest in peace if your homies are always like, RIP? Like, do you get that message? Is that like a text when you die?
It's like Coco. They're keeping your memory alive.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Reason, I figured like, I thought of like a pager, not a cell phone. And every time someone goes RIP, it's like zzz, zzz. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to RIP. Can you stop RIPing me?
Please stop tagging me and shit.
Yeah.
Please deactivate the Facebook. I'm tired of getting these notifications.
Yeah, seriously.
Now, do you want to get a deep question, to be or not to be? What are you thinking?
I'm not. I really do.
I try not to.
All right, let's get deep.
Let's get deep. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Okay, I don't have the theme song. You think after all this time off that I would have actually done the theme song? No, have not.
Also, I know it's been a while since we talked about. Big Sean did shoot me a reply.
DM? Oh, okay.
On Twitter about like we should be able to use it, and he's like, "Yeah, I'd love that." No, by no means is that like a licensing. I was just like, "Hey, dude, I need like I DM'd him everything." I was like. Like, can we get that on paper? There's just nothing back.
I mean, that makes sense.
So, also what I did was I just kind of blasted it to the Twitter world that we have this dope-ass segment called Let's Get Deep. And probably a million motherfuckers stole it. But I don't know. We don't listen to other podcasts, so.
Yeah, that's also true. Need to pick a number between 0 and 153.
Oh, fuck. You got that many Let's Get Deeps?
We've done a number of them.
Let's go like my favorite liquor, 151.
151. I think you've done that before. Oh, already done that one.
Jesus. All right. Let's go 99.
99. You pick all like the numbers we've probably already done. What is reality? What is real?
What is real?
What is reality? If you had to explain reality to someone, how would you explain that?
Reality and real are two different things, right? Because what is real is anything you feel. And sometimes you could feel wrong. Yeah, that's real to you. Like, you really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I called you handsome. And you're like, you know, I like being called ugly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever. I don't know. But reality, you would want to think is tangible. But like wind is real.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that is tangible, right? It touches you.
You feel it. Yeah. You can feel it.
Gravity's real. Or is it still a theory?
I think it's real.
Okay. Relativity.
Yeah.
That's a theory. Light is real.
Yeah.
You can't touch that.
I would think if I want to get deep about it, I'd say reality is just subjective. You can't say definitively what reality is because I think everyone has their own reality experience. When they say perception is reality, mm-hmm. it's true because your perception is your reality.
Yeah.
What is your truth? What is your reality? I mean, there's a shared space I think we all occupy.
Well, I love the word spectrum.
Okay. There's a shared spectrum that we all occupy?
Well, you had said spectrum.
That's okay. But I don't think there's, if you want to say reality as in a definitive reality, I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you're
absolutely. So I think reality is completely
imagined.
A theory. I think reality is, I guess, for lack of a better term, a theory that is subjective. It's the most subjective thing you can think of.
Yeah.
Next to art. Yeah. Art is subjective.
Yeah, because like flavor is real.
Like, well, for those who can't
taste. Oh, then hashtag my bad COVID.
there's a whole bunch of people right now who are not on reality.
Was there not like a world of people hoping that you and I got COVID or one of us?
Oh, I know there's a world of people who are hoping.
And we're still so COVID free.
That's true.
That's amazing. All right.
I got the vaccine, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
How about that? COVID's real. Oh, COVID? What about, like, look, what about the discussion of whether or not COVID was even real for a year long into people dying?
Yeah.
People are still going, like, don't believe in that shit. Fuck you mean don't believe in it? My friend's grandma died from it.
Yeah.
Nah, they gave her. No, she was in her home by herself.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I don't understand that piece now.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't understand it at the very beginning, but I mean, I don't understand it now as well. It's like, really, like, it's everywhere.
By the way, we should mention we're a couple of, you're vaccine Nancy. I'm on my way to be vaccine Nancy.
Yeah.
I rhyme with whatever I say with the name now. Like, it works. Stimmy Jimmy. So,
Please keep that going.
I thought about, not really getting the vaccine till like way till the end.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I have a theory. You know when elevator opens and there's too many people in, you know, I'll just wait for the next one.
Yeah.
I think that's what's wrong with me and COVID. COVID got to me and it's like, you got way too many problems, bro. I'll get the next one. I've been in too many rooms with people that had it or around people and just never nothing. Like, even did the antibodies test, nothing.
Yeah.
Never nothing. So I was like, kind of like, well, I'll just get the vaccine at the end.
Yeah.
But then the other day, I was in a room now that we're open again.
Yep.
And it's this weird thing in, I imagine it's probably nationwide, but definitely here in California, where like the mask is a political statement now.
Unfortunately.
And I'm just like, no, I've gone 14 months without COVID. I'd like to go 6 more.
Yeah.
You know, and I always practiced safety and responsibility.
Right.
But I never really like I wasn't like, you know, a medical employee or anything. So I still wear my mask. But now people are looking at me like, "You're a bitch wearing your mask." I'm like, "No, you probably already got it and you're reckless." You know, like you have the antibodies, whatever. I don't.
Yeah.
But in that room, I felt all kinds of pressures. One was like me caring about my own health and the health of the people around me is now making me an enemy of a political status where I think I agree as much with liberals as I do conservatives and equally against them as well.
So oh,
I,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like literally the middle.
That's an independent.
Yeah. So
you are literally an independent.
I got both sides judging me. And then in that room, I stopped thinking about them at that moment and started thinking about myself. And it's just like, you know, if I just had the vaccine, like, I wouldn't have to feel all this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to worry about getting sick. I wouldn't have to worry about making anyone else sick.
Right.
Not in the room, but, like, when I go home.
Sure.
And I also wouldn't have to, like, I'm not declaring a fucking political party.
Yeah.
By just being somewhere.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Nat's going to schedule me for a vaccine as soon as I wipe off the fuck you on the wall.
First things first.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be Thursday, but I can't do Thursdays because of the way my job is worked out. I got to be at work.
Right on.
So I'm just going to go do it.
I just understand why it's such a political thing. I mean,
it's only a political thing because Donald Trump was president.
Yeah.
If it was any other Republican or any other Democrat, it would have just been a thing.
Yeah.
But he was so fucking polarizing.
Yeah.
That either you're with him or you're like trying to kill him.
And you know, and it sucks because being on the other side too, as what people would call a communist liberal.
by people being you, pops.
Yep. I walk into a Target and I see people without a mask. I'm like, oh, fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
Trump voter. You know, you automatically go that route. And I don't. I try to.
By the way, Trump voters go to Walmart.
Yes. That's why I don't go there. I try to disassociate someone's political affiliation with them not wearing the mask.
Yeah.
And when I do so, you become just an asshole.
Yeah.
So when I was at Target the other night, and I was going through the aisles, and I see this guy walk in, and a security guard is like, "Hey man, you got a mask?" And he just keeps walking. I'm like, good effort, man. Solid effort. I'm trying to get that guy to wear a mask. But and I think back to that moment where the guy would have been like, no, like First Amendment rights or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And all I can think about is like, you have your First Amendment right to go be an asshole somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Like private property, private entity can determine how they want to conduct their business. Yep. If they want to follow state guidelines, whatever the fuck. Private property, they determine the rules for those entering, as long as they're not discriminating against age, sex, religion.
Yeah.
But, you know,
protected demographics.
Yeah, protected demographics. And if political affiliation became a protected demographic, different conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, for right now, as it is, go be an asshole somewhere else.
Do you remember there's a rash of those people going into Trader Joe's because they know that's like the ultimate lib spot, like without a mask?
Yeah.
And like, it's my right to not have to wear my, like, and how do you... Like,
you can't even afford the cheese bread here, Karen.
I feel like you can't be a conservative without one relative being a business owner. And that business owner is going to explain to you at some point, or should have in the past year, that they have the right to deny business to almost any fucking buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with the baker who does. I'm not cool with him like he's a friend of mine. I'm okay with bakers not wanting to bake a gay guy a cake. Doesn't bother me. Because you know what? You're going to spend money and that guy's going to go out of business. We need people like that to suffer because they're going to phase out.
You're on my page?
Am I?
Yeah.
I thought you would want him to be forced to make a cake.
No. So remember, this goes back to me always saying that, you know, if the racist people want to be racist, give them a little fucking racist community and they can be racist all the fucking little fucking woods over there.
They're going to phase out, dude. We're growing.
Yeah.
We're growing. Like, you don't want to be on the wrong side of history.
Yeah.
And if it's not making a gay guy a cake for his fucking wedding.
Yeah.
You've been on the wrong side for so long because guess what? Gays in history go all the way back to Greece.
So magnificent times it was.
Dude, phenomenal. Hey, aqueducts. Oh, sorry, it's a cord. Aqueducts. I know the theory. Rome had aqueducts and they slowly went down.
Yeah.
All the way to Rome.
Yeah.
So that's how people got to live in.
Yeah.
How did they get the water up there? At the start.
Gravity.
No, up the aqueduct.
Yeah, gravity.
Gravity.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. I don't know. I literally
thought that the other day. I'm like, aqueducts. Everybody accepts it. Rome built aqueducts. That's how they got water inland. Yeah, but how do they get the water to the top of the aqueduct?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
How they loaded up there?
Did anybody talk about that?
Slaves.
Anyways.
Clearly.
Yeah. No, so, yeah. Allow those people to exist.
Yeah, I agree. And now, that's what I've always said. Is, you know, if they want to bake an anti-gay cake, by all means, let them do so. But you have to wear that badge now.
Yeah.
You have to stand out and identify as the bakery that doesn't do gay cakes.
I heard this great idea. People who want to tweet or reply on the internet, like negative, fucked up, mean things.
Yeah.
You can no longer type it. You have to take a video of you saying it. Because, dude, like, look, I know the whole Russian bot conspiracy, Chinese bot thing. Like, it got out of hand. People were blaming everything. But it is a real thing.
Yeah, true.
There are foreign entities influencing our social media.
True.
And the way people react and act in real life.
And your Uncle Joe. Yeah, true. Yeah.
So what we need to do is it has to be, if I'm ever going to take anything serious, I got to either know you personally or you have to say it on camera. Which now I said out loud, you seen those deep fake videos?
I was going to say, man, if I can see some Tom Cruise doing magic and shit.
Somebody made the deep fake of Jim Carrey.
What is reality, man?
Jim Carrey being...
Jack Nicholson?
Yes!
Yeah, I saw the Shining one, Shining deep fake. Yeah, with
and
Jim Carrey.
And someone reposted like, can you believe Jim Carrey redid this? I'm like, no!
No! You've been deep faked.
He had nothing to do with that!
Yeah.
What a great time, man.
What is reality?
What is it, dude?
I don't know. Oh, well.
You know what's reality?
What's reality?
Social News is being the best podcast you never heard of.
That's very true. I'll allow it. As always, I want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in the Venmo at Social Nuisance and we'll advertise whatever the hell you want. And lastly, don't forget there is power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name is Imagine, and that's the main man motion, and we're glad to say that we are back, motherfuckers. Bye, yeah, yeah. And we'll see y'all next week on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Yay, yeah, yay. Yeah.
You know, I still have not learned to cue up the music as I drop the fucking outro and I'm talking about...
Hey, do you think that I want to be in the know? Like, I want to be a part of, like, the wave. Do you think if I just... fuck ugly enough chicks, someone could, I could pass this by.
Yes.
Right?
Social Nuisance, it's like, Podcast.
It's a different kind of bisexual.
That's the wrong fucking song. Damn it, man. That was the intro song.
This is all right. You only fucked up once today.
That's not bad. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy the intro while we go out.